Most of the anglers that you hear about in bass fishing, and in particular in the Ladies Trail, are doing a magnificent job of going out there and getting extra business and also, you know, getting those sponsors and things. But recently we heard some news from Robin Babb about doing some things to help the community and doing some things to help people. And with me today is Robin Babb. And Robin, you've got some news for me.
I do, Terry. Thank you for having me on and let me talk about this. About last year, I was approached by Billie Jean King's Women's Sports Foundation. And what they were doing is each year they have a benefit in an auction. Yeah, it's really kind of a big deal. You know, they'll fly you off to New York City and you stay at the Waldorf Astoria. They feed you, you know, and you have a big brouhaha. But in turn, you know, they're asking, can you do something for the Women's Sports Foundation? And normally what they're asking for is, can you give a jersey, you know, or a helmet or whatever your sport might be? Can you give something like that? And I'm thinking, what can we do that would be, you know, kind of unique, plus a really great thing that someone would be excited about for this, whether it be the silent auction or the live auction? Well, you know, we're bass fishing. What about a day on the lake with a professional bass angler? So I actually did that. I gave them a day on the lake with Robin Babb, and you kind of sit there after you do something like that, and you think, whoa, is someone going to really bid on me, or am I just going to be sitting there at zero for a while? Because, you know, the other thing I was thinking, well, there's a lot of the people who go to these type functions, they're in the corporate world, and they're based in, you know, New York City or Los Angeles and places like that, and you kind of wonder, how much do they really know about bass fishing? And that was also something that the people there at Women's Sports Foundation were wondering, would someone really bid on this? So, you know, it goes up, they first put it up on auction on the computer, and I'm going in and I'm checking it, and it's zero, and it's still zero, and I'm calling, I said, you know, hey guys, I'm really sorry. And they said, don't be sorry, because it just hasn't caught up yet. Wait till you see what's happening. And they were just totally surprised. And as soon as it started catching up, it was amazing how many people were bidding on me, you know, a day on the lake with a bass angler. It was incredible.
You know, Robin, if a day on the lake with me is punishment, you know, people are excited about going with you, and now, you know, they said a day on the water with Terry Brown, they would get, had to have to pay people to have to do that, but it turned out,
you're too humble.
It turned out pretty nice. You got a lot of money there. You got, I think, a $1,300 you told me for the bid.
Right.
And in retrospect, you look back, and I mean, this has been done before, but I think that's probably one of the highest totals ever generated for anything like this, isn't it?
It is very, very close to it. You know, I think there was another angler who's a very famous male angler, so, you know, I feel really good. And he gave a day sometime, and he brought $1,300. Well, here, you know, you're looking at the women, and that kind of shows you how much we're really coming up in the sport and in the world, and people want to see what we're doing. They want to be involved in the Women's Bassmaster Tour, and they're actually spending money, you know, and enjoying it. And I tell you, now, you can give a day on the lake, and you kind of wonder, what am I really going to get? You know, I don't know. Well, this was a win-win situation. It was really going to be hard for this guy that actually bid and won the bid to lose, because also with the day on the lake with me, was they were going to go to a lake that's a private lake in central Alabama, and this is the ultimate fishing location. Ultimate fishing location. And it was really cool, because when I started this, I was looking around, where can we actually take these people that they're going to have a good time? And at the time, I was just starting out with Vicious Fishing. And so I was kicking around with them, you know, kind of telling them what I was doing, and they said, hey, we want to get involved. We want to donate something. We want to be involved some way so that we can, you know, say, yeah, we stand behind the women too. So actually, Vicious Fishing has their private test lake up here in central Alabama. It's called the Ponderosa, and it is heaven. Oh, gosh, sir, I think you've been here.
Yeah, I have. It's absolutely a wonderful place, a great big lodge, almost 9,000 square feet, and then you've got two lakes to choose from. I think there's actually three, but I only saw two.
Right.
And you got to whack them. You got to catch them pretty good, you guys.
We have been having a ball. I mean, my thumbs are just raw, you know, from catching the fish and lipping these fish, and we've gone anywhere from really short ones to some really nice, you know, 5-plus-pound fish. And we've just been catching them on topwater. You know, we've been catching them on the new Vicious Jig and just having a blast. And I would say probably we've caught over 100 fish each day, or each, not each day, but each time we've gone out. In the morning time we went out, we caught that many fish. This morning we went out. Yesterday evening we went out. It's just incredible.
Well, you know, the Billie Jean King Foundation is something, you know, that they're trying to give back to society. You know, Billie Jean King was really an icon in the tennis world, but in reality, she's hitting all sports now with this foundation.
She is. You know, it's such an important thing. And if we sit, you know, kind of think about how did a woman of today, you know, how are we able to go up and do the things that we're doing? What really makes people want to come out and watch Robin Babb walk up on a stage and hold up a fish, you know, and think that that's a pretty cool thing? Well, it's because of things like Billie Jean King, you know, what she did by stepping out of the norm, taking those chances and saying, women are good professional sports people. They can be in any sport, you know, really. Now, and I'm going to concede, there's some strength issues in some sports that we just can't keep up, you know. That's my own personal philosophy. I think that's true. But when it comes to sports like bass fishing, sports that you're really using your head, we can compete right alongside the men. And she stepped up there and said, you know, come on, I can do it. And because of her lead, then other women have followed. Other people have started respecting, you know, the women in sports. And she's just done an incredible thing for us. You know, I'm hoping by the things that the Women's Bassmaster Tour are doing, it's going to be great for kids that are following us. They can come up and have a career in bass fishing.
Well, I was going to go down that path with you, and I think that's a really good idea, is the fact that the WBT is gaining momentum. You know, when you go to New York City, and, you know, we don't think of that as a bass fishing hotbed by any stretch of the imagination. I think there's a few stripers there. But, you know, you don't think about that. But when people recognize that and bid to get to go with you or a day on the lake, that's showing you that you're getting some reach. ESPN has done a good job with you guys there and getting some television exposure. And then, you know, the hard work that the ladies do, being out there, being that professional angler, traveling the miles that you do and fishing the events you do, that's going to continue to gain notoriety for you.
I really think so. You know, and I'm going to step this up one step further. When you're really thinking about what an impact we are making, the person who actually bid and actually ultimately won the bidding on this day on the lake, he is a very influential person in the stock exchange. You know, not talking just, you know, someone on the floor. He is very influential in how the United States economy runs. And for him to take his money and say, I want my 16-year-old son, which that's who I'm fishing with, is his 16-year-old son, to go out and spend a day on the lake with Robin Babb, because they actually knew who Robin Babb was. I mean, is that not cool or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's because you're a star and you're having great success. You know, one of the things I think that's important to note is that, number one, the fishing industry has always been strong at getting involved in things like this, whether it's a, you know, somebody, you know, you have a death or you have somebody get injured or you have kids, you know, or whatever it may be. The fishing industry is always the first one there. You know, Vicious has stepped up with you here in this particular opportunity. But I want to challenge, you know, the other people that are out there. You know, if you get an opportunity to do something like this, this just shows the power of what you can do if you set your mind to it.
You really can. You know, and you need to just let people know what you're doing, too. And others are going to step up there and be right alongside with you to help. And when I told Vicious Fishing, you know, what I was doing, there was absolutely no hesitation. There was no consideration about, you know, what this might bring to them. It was that, how can we help?
That's important.
Oh, it's very important. And I think they really see the value of the Women's Bassmaster Tour. They're trying to, you know, to help us as much as they can. And just a great opportunity to get more people fishing.
Well, Robin, I can tell you this. You know, you and I have known each other for a while now, and I can tell you that, you know, representatives like Robin Babb are just, you know, they're just hard to replace and hard to find. And you just keep doing what you're doing. Keep fishing like you are. And best of luck to you here in the future. And thanks a lot for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate you letting me come on. And I just love the site. BassFan.com is incredible.
Well, you tell Hoss and Little Joe and the rest of the gang there, Ben, at the Ponderosa, that I'll be looking forward to coming down there and catching some of their fish, will you?
I'll let them know that.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.